Welcome to the Ken Brailsford Podcast. My name is Casey Moss, and for the first few episodes of the show, I had the great opportunity of sitting down and talking to Ken about his 45-plus year career in network marketing. Today's episode will be a departure from that format, as I sat down recently with Ryan Palmer, who is the president and CEO of Zegia International, and he shares some of his personal experiences of working very closely with Ken and talks about the impact that Ken has had on him personally and professionally over the years. So on behalf of Ken and the rest of the team here at the show, we want to thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoy this interview with Ryan Palmer.
All right, Ryan, good to have you on the show here.
Oh, pleasure is mine. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you bet. So let's talk a little bit about Ken and the influence that he's had in the industry and what you've seen. So you're the president of Zegia International. And what's it like working for Ken, and working with him, I should say?
When I've been asked this question before, and people have asked, you know, what is it that would surprise you about Ken? Typically, my response would be the biggest surprise is that there are no surprises. What I mean by that is Ken is an individual that is very consistent, and he's operated his whole life that way. So when I started working with Ken at Zegia International, I had a very good relationship with him already and saw how he conducted himself in his family life, his personal life, relative to relationships with family members in the religious community, things of that nature. So I had a pretty good understanding of how he carried himself, and found that he carries himself the exact same way in the business world. And that is that he's very consistent. Things are black and white with Ken in terms of using a compass of true north principles, and using that as really kind of the guidance, if you will. And what he does when I say he's consistent is you don't typically see Ken get angry. You don't see a lot of emotional change. You don't see him get sad. You don't see him get anxious. But he operates in faith, knowing that if you're making decisions that are driven by true north principles, that the right outcome is going to happen. I, in my experience working directly with him, there'll be challenges that I may be anxious about a certain circumstance, or I may be having some anxiety about the current set of the current environment, whatever it may be, and found that Ken is very consistent, and that consistency comes from his faith, and the faith being that you make the right decisions and things are going to work out the way they're supposed to.
Right. So you actually have a very intimate one-on-one mentoring type of relationship with him. What kind of impact has that had on you directly?
Directly, Ken is a guy that I look toward and refer to as a mentor. But that mentorship goes long back before Zegia International. I often will jokingly say that Zegia is the second best thing that Ken has had a part in creating. I say that because my opinion of the best thing that he's ever had a part of creating is his youngest daughter, which will be my wife of 18 years this year.
18 years.
And you can imagine as through that relationship as my father-in-law, that's where I was exposed to Ken at a very high level. But even before that, he was a leader in the religious community. And
you knew him at that time.
Yeah. And I moved to Utah with a single parent family. My mom was a single mom, and I was the oldest of the male children. So I had two younger siblings, a younger brother and a younger sister.
But so you kind of had to be the dad figure.
I had to assume that father figure role. Yeah. And so Ken was somebody that lived in the same community that I did and was serving in a leadership position in within the religious capacity there, and was somebody that I then looked to as an example. And so when I say that he's been mentoring me far beyond before Zegia, it even dates back before Becky and I, Becky being his youngest daughter, even before Becky and I got married, because he was somebody that I looked up to. And though he didn't know that he was mentoring me, it was somebody that I had a lot of respect for and had identified at a very young age, coming from a broken home, if you will, that my children, my posterity, they were never going to have the same experience that I did as a child.
Right.
And so when I looked at Ken and the Brailsford family, he was somebody that I looked to as a leader and a mentor and somebody that I wanted to kind of model my life after.
Okay, very cool. Well, let's kind of switch over to what you've seen him do in the network marketing industry. And that's really one of the things we want to focus on here is what kind of impact has he had on the industry? You know, and we've talked a little bit in this podcast about some of the stuff that he did way back when putting cayenne pepper and other herbs into capsules. But what kind of impact, you know, now that you are really, really heavy into the industry, going back 45 years, what have you seen him do to impact this industry?
Yeah, you make reference to putting cayenne pepper into capsules. And as a consequence, he got the nickname as the grandfather of herbal encapsulation.
Right.
But really, you can look at the industry in its totality. And Ken really served as a grandfather to a lot of the industry.
Okay.
And I say that back when he started in 1972, there were probably less than 10 companies that were operating in a network marketing type of model. And so he was really one of the pioneers in the industry. And now as you take a look at the industry as a whole, Utah County is widely recognized as one of the hotbeds for network marketing.
Right.
And so much of that is because of Ken and his experience, him being forward thinking, being innovative, stepping into the network marketing space. And then if you look at other companies that have spawned, that were individuals that either were mentored directly by Ken, worked directly with Ken in one of his prior two companies, whether it be Nature Sunshine, which he was co-founder back in 1972,
right.
Or Enrich International, which he founded in the 80s. These people either worked with Ken, were mentored by Ken at one of those two companies, or they worked for somebody who was mentored by Ken. If you track the genealogy back from so many different companies here in the Valley, you can track it back to Ken and his efforts in really pioneering the whole industry at some level, particularly here in Utah County, and where they were either mentored directly by him or mentored by somebody who was mentored by him, or even take it three generations, mentored by somebody who was mentored by who was mentored by. But you can always track it back to Ken Brailsford being the common denominator there.
Well, you know, you talk about that to so many people that have been either employees or they've been impacted by him. And I've been out with Ken in the community before, and dozens of people will come up and just say, hey, listen, I used to work for you 20 years ago, or my mom used to work for you. Time and time again, that happens. But so we're seeing a little bit of a full circle with a lot of these other folks that have worked for him and coming back into the Zija fold now.
Absolutely. When you talk about that, for Zija International, 2017 has been an interesting year where you've seen it really come full circle and complete at some level. And what I mean by that is people in the industry that once upon a time worked with Ken, maybe it was back in the Enrich days, are now coming back and locking arms and joining forces again with Ken. The industry really has gotten to where there's a lot of competition, and Ken is really iconic in the industry simply from a mathematical perspective. You know, the odds of a company in the industry of network marketing of achieving a level of success that is greater than, let's say, $50 million a year in annualized sales, it's only about 1 in 1,000.
Wow.
And so if you look at Ken and the fact that he accomplished that with Nature Sunshine, he accomplished that with Enrich International, and then we've been able to accomplish that same feat here with Zija International. Statistically, the odds of that happening are 1 in 1 billion. And so if you just look at it from a mathematical perspective, it's really astonishing to see what his influence has been. And why everything is really coming full circle is because of the way Ken conducts himself and recognizing the things that need to be put in place to create longevity in a company. You heard me reference two companies that he had founded in the 70s and the 80s, and oddly enough, both companies are still in business today.
And that's rare.
That's rare, absolutely. I mean, when you look at an industry that has a lot of companies that simply come and go, I don't know the exact percentages of, you know, how many companies come and go, but I can tell you that if you looked at the industry as a whole, and you looked at companies that have lasted for 20 to 30 years, you're going to find that only 99.9% of all companies have that much longevity to them. And when you look at Ken and the fact that he's got two companies already, one with over four decades that has been in existence, another one with over three decades that has been in existence, and now Zeej International recently celebrating its first decade in business.
So I've actually talked with a lot of your top leaders, and many of them say that one of the biggest reasons why they came on board with Zeej is because of Ken, because of what he's done in the past. They know his track record. Are you still seeing that as you're out and about today?
Oh yeah, you know, his reputation and background is certainly, you know, lots would refer to it as iconic. In this day and age, I talked a little bit about what I call the windshield wiper effect, and that is companies that come and go, and you've got a lot of really talented people, talented individuals. They're great at going out and sharing a message, and they've been in a position where they haven't left a company per se, but they've had a company leave them, or a company that went out of business and kind of left them in a difficult position, because when they join a company as an independent distributor, they're putting their name, their credibility, and their reputation, and they're hitching it to that company.
Right.
And so there is some personal damage that is done to an individual when a company goes out of business because an independent distributor has attached their reputation to it. And so what Ken has to offer is becoming more and more attractive to leaders in the industry simply because they recognize his very unique ability to create companies that can stand the test of time. And you can look back and see it over the course of actual companies. It's not just talking about it, but you can point to Nature Sunshine and Rich and Zeej and say, well, hey, that's three for three. You know, it would be a major accomplishment and achievement if he were 3 for 10. But for him to get up and bat 1,000 says a lot about the fact that you know, that's not just hitting the lottery, that's not just getting lucky, that's because there's a talented, skilled individual behind him that understands what it takes to put a foundation in place that can stand the test of time.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, you've got three different, you know, instances and over a career. For somebody to build three different companies that have gone plus $100 million a year, and I don't know the exact numbers with each of the different companies, but I do know that they've been over those numbers. To have those big numbers and for have one person in their career be able to do that, that's really unheard of.
There's no one in the industry that has done that aside from Ken Brailsford.
I mean, you have Mark Cubans, you've got some other people like that that end up doing that in different ways.
In traditional business,
but even still, it's really rare.
Yeah, it's really rare in traditional business. But network marketing is an industry that's a little unique. It's a little bit different because you're dealing largely with what I would say a volunteer army, where your business is being built by an independent distributor that can choose whether or not they want to go to work. They're not getting up and working on the linear pay scale where they have to go trade hours for time, and so they have to go to work in order to get compensated. They go to work because of the passion that they have in their heart, because of the fire in their belly, because they recognize that this is a model that can provide something for them that is more than what trading time for money can. It's about really creating a legacy. And it's interesting, as I say that, that was the word that I heard Ken use to describe Zeej that really instilled the passion that I have.
Legacy, you mean?
Yes. But for Zeej International was the fact that he called it his legacy company. Now, that was a very profound statement when you looked at Ken's background at the time, which was he was 2 for 2 at the time. and both companies still in business and very successful. And so for him to talk about Zija and call it that this was going to be his legacy, that was what was planted deep in my heart that said, this is something that I want to be a part of. Right. And I've taken that same vision and we continue to articulate that today. One of the philosophies that I've learned from Ken is the concept of benefiting the lives and blessing the lives of people, which is why he even came to the industry of network marketing, is because it was a way not only for him to be able to create an income for himself, but create a model that allows for the average Joe, anybody who wants to go out and do something different, create something that is bigger than themselves, they can do it in the network marketing model where they're not just trading time for money, but they're actually building something that has a residual component to it. And that what Ken has done with Zija International, with his other companies, is created a legacy. Now you can look at Nature Sunshine, and Ken has been out of that business for over 3 decades, but it continues to live on today, and it continues to bless the lives of people today. The same can be said with Enrich, although today it operates under the name Unicity.
Right.
So with that in the rearview mirror already, to hear him talk about Zija International and say, this truly will be my legacy, you can imagine how that would plant a seed of passion deep within anybody who heard those words. But being part of that small, intimate group who first heard Ken convey his conviction, it planted a seed deep within my heart. And today I have a different understanding even of the word legacy, where initially I understood that to mean, basically what the Webster Dictionary defines it as, and that's either property or money that is passed on from one generation to the next after you physically pass away.
Okay.
But my perspective has changed today as I get a greater understanding on what this business model offers. And legacy is not just what you leave behind for someone, but it's what you leave behind in someone.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
This is a business model where you can truly get in and touch the lives of people by teaching them True North principles and showing them that when you do the right things for the right reasons with the right people, that it's not a matter of if you're going to get the right result. It's when, if you're willing to persevere and push through all challenges, push through all adversity. In fact, use adversity as your stepping stone, that as you do that, you can create and build your own legacy. And I see now today that though he described this as his legacy company, when I heard him speak about it for the first time, my perspective has changed, and I have a different understanding of what Ken Brailsford was saying when he said, this will be my legacy, than what it was when I heard him say it for the very first time.
Okay. Well, what's interesting is that the more I'm around Ken and the more that you're around him, he doesn't really cheerlead himself. He doesn't really brag. He knows, I think, quietly the impact that he's had on the industry. And people come up to him, again, all over the place. And I've been to meetings where people will stand in line for even a couple of hours just to come up and shake hands with him and to acknowledge him. And it is not out of, you see a lot of people that are divas, okay? They really, they love that limelight. They love being the center of attention, me, 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 me. And there's none of that with Ken. Have you ever seen that, or I'm assuming not.
No, Ken, he is very humble. You know, and you had even talked earlier, what's it been like working with Ken? And that's one of the attributes about Ken that I have a deep respect for, is that he has always demonstrated humility. I learned it at a time in my life based off one of the challenges when my youngest son was born to me with Down syndrome. I learned really about the concept of empathy. And a lot of people can tell you what the definition of empathy is, but to truly understand empathy, it's a lesson that we'll all have an opportunity to live in life, or to learn in life, pardon me. I'll often say that life has a way of serving us up all the same lessons. We just get them on different platters.
Okay.
And Ken is an individual that within every one of us, there's an egotistical side and there's an empathetical side. and they're really opposite sides of the spectrum. But he's been an individual that has always embraced empathy as opposed to ego, and as a consequence, he carries himself in a very humble fashion, even though he really truly is an icon, and certainly iconic within the industry of network marketing. But what people don't know about Ken, his name is probably most widely recognized within the industry of network marketing. But this is a man that has been successful in all kinds of industries and has provided work and employment and opportunities for people in all across different market segments.
Right. And the numbers are crazy with how many people that he has actually helped. I've heard that he's generated over $10 billion in revenue for the companies over his career. That's an insane amount. But look at how that trickles down to all the employees, all the distributors, all of the suppliers. Everybody got fed off of him having a vision of being able to create that big of a vision with three different companies and also the other enterprises that he's involved in.
Absolutely. Going back to things about him that make him unique and things that I've learned from him is this concept of service before self. And when you look at what he's accomplished, and again, we're talking about several different market segments and everywhere, really what he's done is provided outlets to be able to serve people, to be able to give them a lifestyle, to be able to provide for their families, to be able to give them a track to run on, if you will, in terms of achieving whatever their dreams, goals, or aspirations may be. And that is very predominant in the industry of network marketing, and certainly with his three companies and Zeege International. But it's not exclusive to just network marketing. You can see that consistent across everything that he does and how he's providing people to be able to pursue their dreams in different avenues, different market segments, simply by being the man that he is. Ken, of course, is an only child.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll talk about stories I've heard about as he was growing up playing Monopoly. And he would play by himself, and he'd be all four sides on the board. So he'd go around and just continue to play. But business...
He always won that way.
Yeah, he always won. He always lost three times too, though.
Ooh, you know what? I don't know that anyone's ever pointed that out to him.
I've never pointed out to him. But
well, he's going to hear this and he'll know now.
It is a hobby. It's something that he enjoys. It's fun, and it's for me. I look at that and I go, it started at a very young age for Ken, that it became fun to him to be involved with business and how to generate an income. And then as that matured, of course, now he's building bigger businesses, bigger enterprise, and being able to touch the lives of more people and give more people opportunity. When you watch Ken and talk to Ken, you can see that that's one of the most fulfilling things about what he does, is the fact that he's able to provide a path for people to be able to achieve what it is that they want to pursue. And so when I say that concept of people before profit, that's another concept that I have learned directly from working with Ken. And when I talk about being guided by True North principles, that's one of those principles that he uses to guide.
Right. Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot. Three final words to describe Ken.
Number one, if you were to only ask me one, it would be consistent.
Okay.
And he is a man that demonstrates absolute consistency, regardless of the environment. And that would lead me to number two. Why is Ken so consistent? How is he able to be so consistent? And that is faith.
Okay.
Because he is a man of faith, and he truly believes that when you let go of your own will, and you're not trying to force your will, but that you just continually act and make the right decisions using that True North compass again, that things are going to work out. So he is a man of faith. And third would be humility or humble.
Okay.
The guy is always consistent. He's steady as a rock. He is that way because he's a man of faith. And if you really get to know him, recognizing who he is, what he's done, what he's accomplished, It would surprise most people how humble he really is, and how he puts the things that matter most, he puts that at the forefront, and that is not himself. One attribute of a great leader is that you take credit for all of the setbacks, but you give accolades for all of the wins. And that is something that, that Ken has done throughout his career, is anything that didn't go exactly as planned, anything that was a setback or a failure, he'll take credit for that, he'll be accountable for that, but he's always willing to reward and give accolades for all of the wins, which is just an attribute of a pure pinnacle leader, a level five leader, if you will, depending on how you want to define it. So somebody that gives credit for all to others for the victories, but will take credit himself for the losses. And those are the types of attributes and things that I've seen from Ken, starting at a very young age, as I was just looking up to him, that as I've grown closer with him and been blessed with the opportunity to work with him, be mentored by him, he demonstrates all of the attributes that you would typically associate with that highest level of leadership, that pinnacle level of leadership, that level of leadership where people will follow you simply because of who you are, and that they spend time with you and can walk away from that conversation saying, I like me most when I'm with you, I want to see you again. That's who Ken Brailsford is.
Well, thank you, Ryan, and good luck as you lead Zija into all the new ventures and a really, truly remarkable year in 2017.
Well, thank you.
Well, we hope you enjoyed that interview. To find out more about Ken, visit kenbrailsford.com.